Here was a before we start Chumash, I want to remind everyone, Sunday, Baruch Hashem, we're doing much better this semester than last semester, and it's Sunday attendance. I want to give everyone a yeshkoch and b'chazek the continuation of that. We're going to be continuing Refuah b'Shabbos on Sunday. Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Tetzaveh. Now, Parshas Tetzaveh is usually Shabbos Zohar, but this year is a leap year, so it's pushed off for a month. So we won't speak about Amalek today and things like that. But okay, Parshas Tetzaveh has a lot of interesting halachas in it. I'd like to focus on one thing: the Mizbeach HaKetores. We know that there were two Mizbechos in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. One of them was in the Chatzer of the Azara. That was the Mizbech HaOla, where they brought the Korbanos. And one of them was inside, further in the Kodesh. There was in the Kodesh, you had the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, and the Menorah. That was the inner Mizbeach. The inner Mizbeach was the Mizbeach HaKetores. And the Mizbeach HaKetores was the Mizbeach that they brought the Besamim, the Ketores. It wasn't for animals and other things. The outer Mizbeach was the Mizbeach for the animals. And it's just intriguing, why do they have to have two Mizbechos? For what purpose? A separate Mizbeach for the Ketores. They had one, the outer Mizbeach, that was in the Azara, that was for Korbanos, for the animals, for the fat, for the blood. And the inner Mizbeach, which was near the Shulchan and the Menorah, was the Mizbeach HaKetores, which was the Mizbech HaPnim, Mizbech HaZor, that had many different names. And what was the purpose? What's the Ketores all about? Ketores was just different spices, right? So, and there was, they put the spices on the Mizbeach HaKetores in the fire, and it brought beautiful fumes, etc. What's it all about? Why do we need a separate Mizbeach? Why do you need a Mizbeach HaKetores? And the Torah tells us later in Parshas Tetzaveh, Uva'alos Aaron, on the second page, Es ha'neiros ben arbaim yachtitrena, Torah tomid lefnei Hashem l'dorosech. That there was a connection between the Neiros and the Ketores. Pasuk puts the Neiros, the Menorah and the Ketores together. What's the connection of the Hadlokas HaNeiros and the Ketores? So, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, on page 3, Shemen uKetores yisamach lev. Rashi says, the Reach HaShemen, the smell of the oil of the Shemen, and the smell of the Ketores causes Simcha. So what's this idea that causes Simcha? So the Medrash Tanchuma on page 5, take a look on page 5 of the arrow. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikol HaKarbonos Shatem Makrivim, from all the Karbonos that you bring, Ein Chaviv Alai Ketores, the one that I like the most is the Ketores. Why? Teda. Shakola Karbonis Kulam Tsarchayim Shal Yisrael. In other words, all the korbanos are basically for Klal Yisrael's need. In other words, I sin, so I want to get forgiveness, so I bring a korban. All these things are for the people's purpose. They did wrong, and they want to atone. So achatas haisa ba'al achet. Ha'ashem kein. Ha'ola ba'al ha'hir alev. Ha'shlamim. Einem ba'im el on the kaparash. Einem ba'im el mitzvah sese. But al-ktoris, einem ba'al lo'al achet. Ktoris is not for any sin. Ve'lo'al ha'ovon. Any type of mazid. Lo'al ha'ashem. Ela al ha'simcha. Have a shemen uktoris yisamach leiv. That ktoris is about simcha. And one could learn kipshuto that it, you know, the ktoris brings the that fragrance that just cheers everyone up when you come into the mikdash. You smell that fragrance. But and some want to say, as we'll see, that what it means ktoris ba'ala simcha. We'll see in one of the Svarim points out that it also mean that we know that there's an idea that even though it says that it doesn't atone, but it means that whatever simcha is lacking in our Avodas Hashem will be gotten through the Ketores, because that cheers us up. That beautiful smell will cheer us up. So it's different than all the other. So let's try to understand what this idea is all about. And why is the Ketores, is it just stam that it smells good, so it cheers people up? What is the idea? So the Kli Yakar on page 6 says another idea, which is related to what we're saying now. And the Kli Yakar says, Basisim is Mizbach Miktar Ktoris. Kfiya Nira, Sheshne Mizbachos Eil Nerchu, Shne Mchaper Al HaNefesh Achotas. He says a little bit different. He says that we know there are two Mizbachos. There's Mizbach HaOla, that was the outer Mizbeach that you brought the Karbonos, and the Mizbach HaKtoris that you brought the sense. And they're both really coming for Kapara. But, you know, the outer Mizbeach is where the animals were brought. The inner Mizbeach was only the spices. What's the difference? He says, because every human being is composed of two parts. A guf and a neshama, a nefesh. So the Mizbeach, that whenever somebody sins, so he did something improper with his body. So he needs to atone for his body. So that's the Mizbach HaOla. But then, his neshama is tainted. Because spiritual, in other words, spiritually, his neshama, through whatever he did that was not proper, also becomes tainted. And he needs to have a kapara for his neshama as well. So the Mizbach HaOla was Keneged HaGuf, and the Mizbach HaKtoris is Keneged HaNeshama. And he says, it's very interesting, that because the size of the Mizbach HaOla, Shalosh Amos, is, per se, roughly the size of a human being. And that, the body of a human being. So that's parallel to that. And the Ketores is the Neshama. And how do we see that? So there's a Gemara in Brachas. Take a look for a second on page 9. The Gemara has a comment on Mem Gimel Amud Beis in Maseches Brachas. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvya Amar Rav, Minayin shemevarchim al hareach. That we know that we make a bracha, you know, boramini besamim. We make a bracha on reach. So how do we know that you make a bracha al reich? Shenemar kol aneshama tahalel ko. Ezel dovish aneshama nenes mimenu vein haguf nena mimenu havi omer zeh reich. Because a reich is something that the Gemara says that it's more spiritual. It's not like you eat a donut, you know, it's physical. It's you inhale it. It comes into your inner being. And something that the neshama is nene, bo, is the reyach. So the reyach is the neshama. So what's the idea? So let me, so we know, the Pasuk says in Parashas Kisavo, on page 7, famous Pasuk, that all the tochacha, all the bad things are going to come, tacha shesher lo vata, shem elokecha, b'simcha v'tuv levav mirov kol. That we're being punished that we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. We didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya on page 8 makes a famous comment. Tacha shesher lo vata, yashimenu hakosu b'ovdo Hashem yisparach, v'loisu ha'avodo b'simcha. V'shechayav ha'odom ha'simcha v'sasko b'mitzvahs. In other words, doing a mitzvah b'simcha is an added mitzvah that you get when you do a mitzvah. So what's the idea? The idea is like this. There's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph that says like this. Shlomo HaMelech, we know, on page 10. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, right? And after it was all built, so an unbelievable thing happened. They had celebration for 7 days. 7 days celebration, 7 8-day sukkahs, and then everyone went home. So mamish, like partying for 15 days. 15 days. It says, Vayash Shlomo, Shivas Yomim, 7 days for the celebration of the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash, the Shivas Yomim, and another 7 days for Sukkos, Arba Asar Yom, and then the next pasuk says, Bayom Hashmini, Shilach Es Ha'am, Vayivarchu Es Hamelach. Vayelchu lo aleim smechim v'tuvei leiv al kol atova asher asa Hashem l'David avdo l'Yisrael amo. And then they went home on Shmini Atzeres, and they all came home, and they were all very happy. Smechim v'tuvei leiv. And obviously, you know, the Gemara is going to say in Mori Cotton that if they celebrated 7 and 7, so that means they ate on Yom Kippur that year, because they had 7 days of celebration and then 7 days of Sukkos, meaning the 7 days right before. So that means that Yom Kippur is included in the first 7 days. So, and the Gemara says in Moikotin on Daftes that, you know, the people were a little bit afraid that maybe they did the wrong thing. So look at the arrow. See the arrow online on page 12, a line above the arrow. So Yotza Baskol V'Amolhem Kulchem Muzumanim L'Chayei Olam Haba. That don't think you did the wrong thing. This was the right thing. That for the celebration of the Beis Hamikdash, you could eat on Yom Kippur, and that's what they did. They ate Yom Kippur. They just, you know, it's a little frightening when you eat on Yom Kippur. So they were had a little guilty conscience. So the Baskol came out and said, "No, you did the right thing." But then the Gemara says like this. It says, "Menolun de ochiluhu de tani tachlifa biyom hashmini sholoch hasa'am vayivorchos hamelach veilchu loleim smechim v'tuvei leiv al kol hatova asher asher Hashem l'David avdo l'Yisrael amo." So loleim shehochu motzun shein b'tara, when they came back, their wives were tahoros. Now smechim, and this is what we're going to focus on: smechim shenenu miziv hashchina. Why were they happy? They were happy because they were in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where the Hashras HaShchina is. And they got a, you know, an encounter with the Shekhinah. Encounter with the Shekhinah. So that put them on a high. That put them on a high. So they were, and that gave them the simcha, shenenu miziv ha-Shekhinah. So the question that one could ask, and this Rav Palm, and I've heard this from Rav Bashnon, Rav Palm asking the Sefer. Here, take a look on page 13, on the top line, on the left side. Chanukah's beis hamikdash, osho Shlomo, osu chag levnei Hashem shiva yomim. Chakak od shiva yomim. See, by yom ha-shmi, shilach ha-zom ve-varchus ha-melech. Ve'elchu lo-olem, smechim ve-tuvei lev, ha-kol ha-tova asher asher Hashem le-dovid avdo ul-yisrael amo. Sechz mo-lkot darshu smechim, shenenu miziv ha-shechina. Ve-yikshu ha-meforshim, how did Chazal know that? Why they were happy? Minalan she lanu she simcha miziv hashchina. Halo efshar loma she simcha haisa al she nenu mishulchan hamelach. It was maybe they were just happy because they just were partying for, you know, for 14, 15 days, and maybe that was the reason for their happiness. Vayusham rikudim zmir. So how do we know that nenu miziv hashchina? V'tertzu, says Rav Palm, she'achocha ha'ishu, she's simcha shel mitzvah, she'aroim eich margishim b'yom ha'machas. He says like this, how do you know true simcha in life? In other words, you know, how do you know what brings real happiness in life? In other words, you know, you see people, they celebrate on different holiday in the New York, New Year's Eve in New York City, and everyone's getting drunk and this and that. So what is that simcha? So he says the definition of simcha, how do you, is something that you feel inner satisfaction, and therefore days later you're still happy. Because if I eat a good steak tonight for dinner, so it'll be good during the steak, but then, you know, it's over, it's gone. But if you do something in life that gives you spiritual sipuk, I mean a good davening, a good learning, or even like to do a chesed, to call a friend up that, you know, you feel needs a little chizuk or needs is a little bit lonely, and you do something, you feel good about it. And you're going to feel good about that weeks later. So by the fact that, says Rav Palm, that the Torah said, the Navi says, that they were happy when? Not during the 15 days. Even when they came home. So it must be that it wasn't just because of the steaks that they ate. It's because they had some spiritual encounter. Shenenu miziv hashchina. And that's what simcha is about. Simcha is not the you know, that's why in people who are not attuned to what, you know, the spiritual life, Torah mitzvahs, and happiness comes from the pleasure of the moment. You know, so a person gets drunk or is on drugs, and he's high for that those moments, but then, afterwards, he feels emptiness. He doesn't feel fulfillment. Simcha in life is when your neshama feels fulfilled, that you did something meaningful, that you learned, you helped out a friend, you helped out another Jew, another person, you helped someone out, you did something, even, you know, you said a nice comment to somebody, even small things, you know, made somebody feel good. So that's the simcha of the neshama. That's in the simcha of the neshama. And that fulfillment, you're going to have even when you come a week later, because you did something meaningful. And that's the nourishment of the neshama. So as Rav Palm asked the question, how did Chazal know that the reason when it says smechim, that they came home smechim, that was nenem ziv hashchina, maybe it was smechim for the food or everything else, because it was smechim later, not b'shas maisa. And that's the true simcha. Then he's discussing simchas Purim, etc. And that's the concept of simcha shel mitzvah. Simcha shel mitzvah comes about when you realize that you did something meaningful. You did something good, you davened well, you learned well, you treated another human being with respect, you gave someone a chizuk. Just make someone to say a nice statement, to make someone smile. The Chazal say in Tainis that the people that were Bnei Olam Haba were these people who were able to get just people to smile. Because you did something meaningful to uplift somebody. And that's the Ketores. The Ketores is the neshama. It's the reyach is something sheha neshama nenembo. And the neshama is not necessarily nene, whether it had a good piece of chicken or didn't have a good, but the neshama is nene from doing meaningful things in life. And meaningful things of being helpful to people, helpful to your family, helpful to friends, helpful to other Jews, helpful to other human beings, whatever it is. And then you feel that, hey, there's a purpose. We're not just here like for the pleasure of the moment. And that's what the Mizbach HaKtoris is. The Mizbach HaKtoris is to make sure that we're focusing on the Ketoris, on the Reach, which is the nourishment of the Neshama, of making sure that our Neshama is being fulfilled. And that's a Simcha Shel Bitzvah. And it says in the Sefer Ma'apel HaNefesh here, on page 14, Arizal Omar Shazocha L'Madregosov Mishum HaSimcha. That every Madrega he reached in is because he had Simcha. And Simcha means that you feel fulfilled, as Rav Tversky once explained, that you feel, Rav Meir Tversky, you feel a, and that's why he says here, the Neiros is next to the Ketoros. Why? Because Ner Mitzvah of the Torah Or. The Neiros are the mitzvahs that we do. And we bring them up through the Ketoros, through the Simcha. Through the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And that, Rabosai, is the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos on page 16, Ben Azai Omer, Haviratz L'Kol Kavachur, Mitzvah Goreris Mitzvah. And then the Mishnah says, Sheschar Mitzvah Mitzvah. What does it mean? The schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. So the Bar Tanura writes, Shekol Macha Odom Mistaker U'Misaneg Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah Nechshav Lo LeMitzvah B'fnei Atzma. That any simcha that you have while you're doing a mitzvah is a mitzvah itself. Why? Because it shows that you understand the value of the mitzvah. In other words, you understand that you did something meaningful. You did something that makes Hashem happy. You did something that makes you happy. And that's, you know, that's why in the greater world, when there's people who are involved in things like drugs and other things, it's because they're looking for something to bring simcha in their lives, and they don't know how to do it. So they think the way to do it is to take these things to make themselves, you know, high and these things. But it only gets them for the moment, and then they feel empty. But real in life, the real simcha is when you do something to make yourself fulfillment, that tomorrow I'm going to still feel good that, you know, that I learned well, I davened well, I was helpful to somebody, and that's the true simcha, and that's what the Ketoros is all about. Ketoros is al shem simcha. And the last point, the Chasam Sofer in the Drushes, it says b'chukosai teilechu as mitzvosai tishmur vasisa mosam. You're going to fulfill the mitzvahs. And then it says that all the enemies are not going to bother you. All the chayara, cherev lo sabar ba'artzachem. And then at the end, it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeisi Etzchem Meretz Yisrael Miyos Lohem Avadim Vashbar Motos Uchem. I'm going to take away all the yokes over your shoulders. So the Chasam Sofer asked the Kasha on the next page here, page 22, He says, I don't understand. The Pasuk's talking about in a situation where there are no enemies. All the enemies were defeated. So where's the yoke coming from? What does it mean Hashem is going to take off the yoke? So he says, no, the yoke is the mitzvahs that we do. So the mitzvahs are a yoke. But the point is, Hashem is going to say, even though it's a yoke, it's obligated, but I want to make it in a way where you're going to feel that it's not a yoke. In other words, and that's... If, in other words, whatever we do in life, if we realize what we're doing is meaningful, then it's not a yoke, because it's meaningful. It's important. It's enjoyable. So Hashem says, Vashbor motos ulchem, I'm going to take the yoke off your shoulders, meaning when you do the mitzvahs with the yoke, I'm going to make it so you should feel that like it's not a yoke. That's Rav Shechter mentioned, some interpret the pasuk, Aniyavdecha ben amasecha, pitachta lemoseirai. That I'm an eved, but the pasuk says that my shackles are removed. But it's an eved. So Rav Shechter said over that the idea being that you're an eved Hashem, so you don't feel like an eved, because you're feeling that you're doing something of a special nature. So that's Rabosai this week's parsha. This week's parsha is mechadish to us that there are two mizbeach. There's the mizbeach ha'ola for karbanos. The Kli Yakar says that's connected to guf. And then there's the neshama of ourselves. And that's the Mizbach HaKtoris, which is the Reach. And the Reach, the Gemara says in Brachas, is the thing that the neshama is nene bo. Because it's not physical. It's the neshama. And the neshama is nene from things which, one, of things of value, which therefore leave a person happy even in the future, even way after the whatever was done. When the mitzvah was done, the chesed was done, you feel good about yourselves. And the more we do things of value, and not things that are just, you know, for the second, for the spur of the moment, you know, of course we have to do different things that will feel a life of simcha, a life of fulfillment. And that's the Mizbach HaKtoris. And whatever person just spends extra time to help someone out, to be nice, to say a kind word, that's the Mizbach HaKtoris. That's the neshama. And that's why Rav Parham said, they came home after 15 days, happy, and Chazal could say with assurance that it wasn't because of what they ate, it was because Shenenu Meziv Hashchina. And whatever you do with Meziv Hashchina means you act with humility, that you have Hashras Hashchina. You help someone out, you're nice, you say a kind word, just a nice good morning, something, even simple things. That's the Mizbach HaKtoris, because that's the neshama. And that's going to make you feel good, make your friend feel good, and that's going to be the ultimate of the Mizbach HaKtoris, which is the ultimate of the human being, which is the neshama of the human being. And Be'ezer Hashem, even though we don't have the physical Mizbach HaKtoris today, but we still have all these actions of kindness, and of chesed, and of Torah, that gives our neshama a lift, that Be'ezer Hashem, we should have simcha throughout our lives.